Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tasha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Deontay Clark, and I was recently laid off from my job, and I was calling to open a claim.
Okay. Let me have your social.
420-454-413.
And what's your name?
Deontay, D-E-A-N-T-E, last name Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
Okay, is he around?
This is he.
Okay, you are female, and it's saying that it's a male.
No, I'm a male.
Verify the driver's license number and the mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name, Michelle Clark. Give me one moment. Let me get my ID.
Okay.
One second. License number 1065326.
And what's the date of birth?
4/17/1996.
Okay, did you file a claim in April of last year?
Yes, I did.
And would you like your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card?
The Alabama prepaid card.
Verify your mailing address for me.
2459 Sainer Avenue, Apartment A, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
And the telephone number?
251-303-2475.
I have some security questions. These are generally random security questions to verify your identity. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2415 13th Street, 577 Arrowhead Lane, 6551 Old Shell Road, 6813
Old Shell Road.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2836 46 Avenue East, 43 Somerset Drive, 5652 Marley Drive South.
5652 Marley Drive South.
And which color is your 2007 Mazda truck? Was it green, gold, red, white, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
I've never been associated with the vehicle.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Received a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what it is.
Okay. And what was your last day of work?
I think one moment. It was January the 14th.
And that was this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Do I work for myself?
Mm-hmm. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer? Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for, or are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts to your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 50, I guess.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$10.
Are you a part of a union hiring hall?
No.
Do you have a date to return to work?
No.
Can I have a job title or job skill that reflects on your job history?
With the name of the job?
Mm-hmm.
John Freyard.
What was your position?
I was just a warehouse worker.
And tell me one more time, what was the name of that employer?
John Freyard. Freyard.
Were you through a temp?
Yes, I believe so.
Do you know the name of the temp?
Snelling.
Okay, I see that. Okay. You have Snelling's telephone number?
I can look it up. 1 second. It's 251-473-1001.
Okay, one more time.
251-473-1001.
Tell me the first day you started working for them.
I just remember it was sometime last year. I think probably, I don't know. I can't remember the exact date. Probably like May.
Just give me a guess and then make sure the year is right.
May 1st, 2021.
And you said your last day was January 14th. And tell me what city and state this work was performed in.
Mobile, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from its employer?
No.
And what's your reason for no longer working for this employer?
I got sick with COVID, and I was missing days of work.
Do you want taxes coming out of your benefits?
Yes.
I have a temporary 4-digit pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be 1396.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so can result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seek full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file your weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, call 800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Cost Center. You have a great day.
Okay.